I recently read the story of a married couple who were enjoying a romantic meal celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary. They reached 20 years old when they got married, so they were now 60 years old. And they were reminiscing over the glorious years of marriage, and once their meal came and was set in front of them, they raised their glasses and the husband said, "Here's to 40 more." And once the glasses met and chimed, a fairy appeared and said to them, "Since you two have maintained such an exemplary marriage, I'm here to grant you each one request." Well, a big smile came across the wife's face and she started clapping her hands and she said, "I know exactly what I want. I want to travel to Europe with my husband." And the fairy waved her wand and then poof, the wife had two first-class tickets in her hand. Looking over at the husband, the fairy said, "And what is your request?" Well, knowing that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and not wanting it to go to waste, the husband looked around the restaurant, noticing all the young women. And then he finally mustered up the courage and he closed his eyes and he said, "I want a wife 30 years younger than me." And the fairy waved her wand and poof, he turned into a 90-year-old man. Have you ever asked for something and then been less than satisfied or even really disappointed, even though what you received was exactly what you asked for? Sometimes you get exactly what you asked for. Getting what you asked for and not being happy with it or growing tired of it pretty quickly, well, that's actually pretty common among us. There's always something bigger or better just around the corner, it seems. But when it comes to our spiritual lives, we can oftentimes think that if we pray for it and ask God for it, and if it comes to fruition, then we must have been in alignment with God's will. Why in the world would God send something our way that was not in alignment with His will? Well, actually, we're going to discover that God does that very thing, and He does it for a reason. Because sometimes God gives us what we want to show us it's not what we need. As you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Romanian Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Romania.